Helping Hands Press and narration by George.com present Joy Ross Davis's Sisters Divided, Volume 1, Wings. When Kiva and Maeve, two angel sisters trying to earn their wings, are sent on their first mission, they meet a pair of sassy elderly twins, Lucille and Martha, who live across from them. Trouble begins when one of the angel sisters sets her sights on the handsome grandson of the elderly duo, Chef Nick Barber. On the most important day of the chef's life, angel sister Maeve decides to wreak havoc in his restaurant. Sweet sister Kiva does her best to clean up her sister's chaos. But can she do it in time to save the reputation of the renowned TV chef? And will she be able to save the sassy elderly twins from possible death? It will take more than angel power to unite these four sisters in harmony and keep them all alive. Take a listen to this fun excerpt. As they walked through the glass double doors of the central lobby, Martha stopped.
"Oh," she said, "do you smell that heavenly scent? It's like jasmine."
A young woman carrying a very large cardboard box bumped into Nick and sent the contents of her box crashing to the floor.
"Oh, my things, my things,"
the young woman said, obviously rattled. "Here, let me help you," Nick said and bent down beside her. Lucille looked at Martha and raised her eyebrows. Martha leaned in close to whisper.
"She's not his type. Too small. He likes the, you know, those full-figured types," she said softly and ran her hand across her chest. "Know what I mean?"
"Oh, don't be silly. Look at those blue eyes. She's just beautiful and petite, too. He likes redheads, doesn't he?"
"I can hear you, Grandma," Nick called from the floor.
Martha said. "I don't see how. We were whispering."
"There you go," Nick said as he lifted the box and laid it gently into the young woman's arms. "Are you sure you don't need help?"
"He'll be glad to carry that for you, hon," Martha said and squeezed Lucille's hand. "We have plenty of time. Which unit are you going to?"
Nick dusted off his hands. "I think we need to be on our way," he said. "I'm sure this young lady has plenty to do. We don't want to hinder her."
"Why, my gracious, I'm not going to hinder her, Nick. Why would I do that?"
Nick shook his head. "I don't mean you'd... We should be going."
"Thank you so very much," came the sweet voice. "My name is Kiva. I'm in Unit 6. "What was your name, dear?" Lucille said. "I didn't quite understand it."
"Kiva," she said slowly. "I never heard that name before. Who are your people, dear, and where are they from?"
A broad smile spread over her face. Nick sighed. "Aunt Lucille, please," he said.
"It's all right," Kiva said. "My people are from farther north," she said.
"I see,"
Lucille said and tapped her index finger against her lips.
"Northerners." "Well, it's all right, dear. You can't help where you were raised. My people are from Tennessee. Good Southerners. They were all born here. Born and raised. I've traveled all over the world, but I've never found a place I loved more than the South. Paris is beautiful, though. Have you been?"
"Hush, Lucille," Martha said and grabbed her arm. "Let the poor girl get back to what she was doing. Come on now. I'm starving. My stomach thinks my throat's been cut." Martha laughed out loud at her own joke, but Lucille glared at her.
"How very rude," she said, "and in such poor taste."
"Daddy would have liked it," Martha said. "He was always making jokes. Remember, Lucille, when we went to Farmer Ed's place and Daddy belched out loud at the table?"
"Martha, the very idea. You better watch your mouth. If Mama were here, she'd have a hissy fit at such language." Daddy would have liked it. Martha said and chuckled. You're such an old stick-in-the-mud, Lucille. You always have been. You could ruin a Mardi Gras festival.
Grandma, Nick said, we need to be going. He turned to Kiva. I'm Nick Barber, he said. These two fine women are my grandmother and my great-aunt. They're in Unit 8, right across from you. If they get too rowdy, just let me know. He handed her a business card. It was a pleasure to meet you, Kiva.
You're very kind, Nick. Wait, that name. You're Chef Nick from the TV show?
Nick nodded and smiled. Yes, the very same, he said. But you shouldn't have mentioned it. Now they'll both be here bragging about me for ages.
Yes, Martha said. Isn't he more handsome in person than on that TV? He's such a wonderful grandson, too.
And he can cook the most delicious dishes, Lucille said. He's my great-nephew, and he can outcook any other chef. Even Julia Child, don't you think so, Martha?
I think you're right, Lucille. He's a fine chef. He won that big cooking contest, remember? What was it called again, dear?
Nick bent his head and shook it.
I already know, Kiva said. I watched him.
You watched my grandson on TV?
Yes, I certainly did. He was amazing. I was so glad he won Cooking Network Champion.
Martha lifted her face and sniffed.
Do you smell that? It smells like mint.
Did I hear something about TV? An unfamiliar, sultry voice said. The four of them turned in the direction of the new voice. A stunning young woman with long hair, fashionable sunglasses, and full red lips stood a few feet away. Dressed in skinny black jeans, a clingy silk blouse, and red stiletto heels, she reminded the three of them of a sultry siren. Temporarily stunned by her appearance, none of them said a word. They simply stared, mouths agape. After a moment, Kiva spoke.
"What took you so long?" she said. "I've been waiting for almost an hour. You have our only key."
The sultry young woman smiled.
"I was busy," she said.
She turned her head toward Nick. "And it appears to me you've been in some fine company."
Reviewers love Joy Ross Davis's Sisters Divided, giving a 5-star rating on Amazon.com. Reviewers say, if you like elegant writing without profanity, erotica, smut, and gratuitous wasted space, I wish the story would have gone longer. This is not a religious, doctrinal book, but the characters are good angels, not truly evil. So writes J.A.L., JPV says, the creative and gifted Joy Ross Davis has delighted us once more with this, the first part of Sisters Divided. Two young angels fresh out of their academy are in search of their wings and have many challenges to accomplish in order to be worthy of them. The story is very entertaining, has some richly drawn characters, situations, and of course leaves you wanting more. Very well written, says KD. The characters entertain and tease the reader into wanting to know more about the parallels and motivations behind the two sets of feisty twins. Pick up a copy of Volume 1 of Sisters Divided, Wings by Joy Ross Davis. The audiobook is available from Helping Hands Press and narration by George.com.